The class is taught by Advanced Fleet Management Tube. Learn about our training, consulting, and electrification services in fleet management. Introduction. The class develops vehicle inspection management, known as an MOT in the UK, and its implications for fleet management. Vehicle inspection MOT. What is the MOT and why is it mandatory? Although many drivers think that the MOT is only carried out when the vehicle has problems or has reached a certain age, the truth is that there are very specific legal deadlines from the first day a vehicle starts to be driven. There are two types of MOT. Periodic. These are inspections that all types of vehicles must undergo at intervals established by royal decree, which vary depending on the type, age, and intended use of the vehicle. Non-periodic. These are inspections that must only be carried out under certain circumstances, such as pre-registration, legalization of modifications made to vehicles, inspections for the issuance of duplicate MOT cards, etc. The MOT is a mechanism designed to verify that the mechanical and environmental condition of the vehicle meets the minimum requirements established by law. This measure not only contributes to the prevention of serious faults and accidents, but also represents an effective strategy for reducing environmental pollution. In addition to ensuring the safety of the driver and passengers, this inspection allows for the early detection of hidden faults or structural defects that could worsen with use. What happens if you don't pass the MOT on time? Driving with an expired MOT or without having it done on time has consequences such as fines, immobilization of the vehicle, and even deregistration of the vehicle by the authorities. Frequency of MOT tests according to vehicle type. The inspection period is usually established depending on the type and age of the vehicle. Each country has its own MOT legislation. Implications for fleet management. The main consequences of not having the MOT carried out within the specified period or failing the MOT on the first inspection are all negative, as explained above, in addition to the time during which the vehicle cannot be used. The vehicle must be inspected before passing the MOT, either at our own workshop or at an external workshop, and any faults or breakdowns must be repaired. Preventive maintenance must be carried out on the vehicle according to the manufacturer's instructions within the established time frame by qualified technicians and in the appropriate workshop so that the vehicle is in perfect working order. It is bad practice to leave the planning of the MOT to the driver. The fleet manager is responsible for planning the MOT. The MOT of vehicles must be planned, and there are two options. Use telematics or fleet management software. Enter the vehicle data and the MOT period into the telematics or software, and it will automatically notify you. It is always recommended to use telematics to manage your fleet. Do not use telematics or fleet management software. This is done manually using an Excel spreadsheet, database, or similar. You need to know when the vehicle has to pass the MOT a month in advance so that you can carry out the pre-MOT at our workshop or an external workshop. In addition to checking that we have the originals of the technical inspection card, the vehicle registration certificate, and the technical inspection report, if it is not the first time, because in my experience these documents are often lost quite easily, and the originals would have to be requested again. Once you know when the MOT is due, you must inform the workshop manager, the person responsible for the vehicle, and the driver so that they can carry out the pre-MOT and ask them which day is best for the MOT. Once the best date for the MOT is known, an appointment is made with the MOT center chosen by the fleet manager. In my experience, the fleet manager usually has direct and fluid communication with the MOT center. The workshop manager, vehicle manager, or driver is responsible for taking the vehicle to the MOT test center on the specified date and time. If we have many vehicles, we may have an employee whose sole responsibility is to take the vehicles to the MOT test center. Thank you for your time. The class has developed the management of the vehicle inspection and its implications for fleet management. See you soon.